Hey, man.
Greg, can you talk a little bit about what it means to see Andre back in the building? He described it as kind of
I mean, we're all excited, you know, for, you know, Andre to be back, you know. He's definitely a big piece to this puzzle, you know, that we have here, you know. And you know, for us, we, you know, with all of us being here and, you know, working together, you know, definitely offensively and stuff, you know, it's a major thing for us to all be on the same page. So, you know, to have him here, you know, definitely a great thing.
How cool was it to the team
standing
up when he came in?
Oh, it was cool. Something Arian started, you know, Arian all. Just got to poke at him a little bit, you know, like I said, we all excited for him to be here, you know, is, you know, we're looking forward to doing some good things this year. So, you know, it's definitely a big thing for all of us to be here and, you know, try to get on the same page. So, you know, for him to be here today is definitely good for us.
Every year is important, but for you specifically, is this a special year being, you know, the last year of your deal?
I mean, I think for anybody going into the last year of their deal, you know, it's probably, you know, a big year for them, but you know, just with the new coaches and, you know, just the whole vibe of the team, you know, it's definitely a, you know, I see it as a big year for me just to, you know, to be around, you know, and be a leader, you know, continue to do things right around here and, you know, hopefully everything, you know, happens in my, you know, my favor.
Has anything changed about that? They started talking about your contract, your agent?
No. Like I said, my main objective is to get in and just work hard. You know, I mean, if things happen, if they, you know, started to talk or whatever, I mean, that'll happen. But for me, that's not my concern right now. My concern is to come in and work and, you know, do everything, you know, that's necessary to be a part of the team.
A lot of the talk is that, I guess, the mentality has changed and that it's such a positive atmosphere around here, a sense of urgency. Was this ever a negative locker room or a bad locker room in the past at times?
No, I don't think it was ever a negative locker room or bad locker room. I mean, I think with any team, if there's a coaching change, you know, it's always going to be a different vibe, you know. So, you know, for us, you know, we just, you know, just going into things, you know, being positive. You know, everybody's buying into, you know, the new systems offensively and defensively. So, you know, I think that's what's the biggest thing and, you know, what's, you know, everybody being positive about. So we're just so excited, you know, to have that change. We're excited to, you know, definitely get to work. You know, it's almost like, you know, starting a new job. You know, we never know what, you know, what the outcome is going to be. So we definitely got to go out and work, you know, as a team. And like I say, buying in, that's definitely a big key for us. Probably just like a kid in the candy store, you know, with the off season, you know, just working out on your own, you know, and you know, all of that is, you know, leading up to, you know, going into camp, you know, getting ready for the season. So, you know, all off season, that's what we work for. This is what we work for, to, you know, to come here, to finally, you know, go to camp, you know, to be around your brothers and, you know, the coaches and stuff, you know, to get better as a team and to go to work as a team, you know, all to, you know, to get ready for the season. So, you know, we're definitely excited. And like I say, the whole time being off, you know, you're just kind of anxious and waiting.
Greg,